Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, hanging out at Goodwood, Nashville, 219 Lafayette Street. Free agency begins tomorrow in the National Hockey League. What will the Predators and the rest of the teams do? To talk more about that, we bring in Greg Wyshynski, senior NHL writer for ESPN. He joins us now. Greg, what's up?
Oh, man, nothing much. It's a goalie intrigue today with the Florida Panthers deciding to move on from Bobrovsky and trade for Jacob Markstrom from the Devils. So that should get the ball rolling on some of the goalie fun that we're expecting this offseason.
I feel like this is definitely, and free agency hadn't even begun yet, definitely not been a boring offseason with some of the moves that have gone down.
Yeah, it hasn't. And it's a combination of a couple things. One, obviously, is the like I told you last week, the free agent pool being a puddle this year, and it's even gotten more water drained from it because you've had Alex Tuch sign with the Capitals and Darren Radish sign with the Leafs. So, I mean, that's one aspect of it is, the only, if you want to get better, you're pretty much having to do it through the trade market. And then on top of that, you know, the salary cap rising by $8 million and continuing to go up every year, teams are just emboldened to be able to try to use the trade route to acquire big ticket players. And I'm sure some of the contracts that we'll see tomorrow will be pretty silly by our previous standards, but that's where it's all going as far as where the cap is.
So Jason Robertson, let's start there. There's the report during the draft that he turned down a deal from Seattle and, you know, maybe he's going to re-sign with Dallas. What do you think is going to end up happening with that?
Yeah, he did turn down the deal to Seattle. Obviously, I think for Robertson, if he's going to go anywhere, he wants to go to a place that's going to be a bit more competitive and has a little bit more direction than the Kraken do. You know, it's an interesting situation in the sense that Dallas has tried to trade this guy so often in the last few years, and they've not pulled the trigger on it, that it either makes you feel like they haven't had their price met or they're just hesitant to do it. And I still think there's probably some middle ground to be found between Jason Robertson and the Dallas Stars where they can continue this very successful relationship, but it's going to have to be him coming off his price. You know, the Stars, I think, were comfortable offering him the contract that they gave to Mikko Rantanen, which I think was $12 million AAV over 8 years. He wants more than that, upwards of 14, maybe even 15 million. And listen, for the amount of goals that guy scores, he might have a case. I still think there might be something to be able to work out between these two sides. But I mean, as of right now, I think the smart money is on him being traded.
What other big move could you see coming that maybe we don't see maybe clearly right now?
Well, I mean, the Connor Hellebuyck situation in Winnipeg is maybe coming to a head. He expressed his displeasure with the way things are going after last season. I think there's been a ton of smoke around that situation all off season. And obviously he's another one of these Team USA guys that got a taste of what it was like to win and is looking around and being like, I ain't going to taste that here in Winnipeg. You know, the Devils' move today of trading Jacob Markstrom to the Florida Panthers does open up a goaltending slot on that team. They only have Jake Allen under contract. You start to wonder whether or not Sonny Mehta, their new general manager, might have something cooking insofar as moving some pieces to Winnipeg to try to get Hellebuyck. It would take a whale of an offer to try to get him. And the last thing I heard was that Kevin Cheveldayoff, Winnipeg's general manager, was talking to teams, you know, engaging in conversations, but hadn't gotten to the point quite yet of saying, here's what I need to make this happen. So we'll see where it all goes. But I think Hellebuyck for me is even more so than Zach Werenski from Columbus and even more so than Dylan Larkin from Detroit is the name that I'm looking at right now this summer.
Greg, you just dropped the article 2 hours ago on ESPN.com about the Panthers and Devils trade. All right, so Jacob Markstrom is 36 years old, and it seems for Florida, there's no consternation with that, right? I mean, it's a 36-year-old goalie getting a second chance, almost unheard of, right?
Well, I mean, they won a cup with a 36-year-old goalie in Bobrovsky. I mean, the funny part is that he's actually a year younger than Bobrovsky. You know, it's pretty clear what the Panthers are trying to do here, right? Like, they know from Bob that they can have a goalie who plays like garbage in the regular season and then give them 2 good months in May and June, and then they win the Stanley Cup. And that's kind of what they're looking for from Markstrom. Like, Markstrom, his regular season last year for Markstrom was atrocious and may have actually cost the Devils any chance at a playoff spot. That's how bad he was. But then, you know, when you see how Florida plays, like, they don't need that in the regular season. They're good enough to make the playoffs with the roster that they have. They just need him to be a guy that can stop the puck, make a big save at a key time, and not lose them a series. And that was sort of the magic of Bobrovsky. So I'm not convinced Markstrom's that guy. But the bottom line is that, you know, he makes $6 million against the cap for the next 2 years on a new contract extension he signed with the Devils last November. And Bob priced himself out of Florida. Like, he was not coming off the money he thought he was owed, well above what the market rate would be for a goalie of his age. But the guy made $10 million against the cap on his last contract and really felt like there wasn't much room to come down to meet where the Panthers wanted him to be. And so that relationship ends, maybe for the worse for both of them.
Yeah, and I mean, it's funny. I'm reading this about Markstrom in New Jersey. It's kind of like Soros here in Nashville about giving the goalie the extension and the pay, and everybody's happy with him. And then I just didn't know. I thought this was only Nashville related. We were disappointed with the goalie, and it seems around the league. But let me ask you this, though. And I'm interested in this because it seems like they've always compared a goalie in the NHL to a quarterback in the NFL, like the two most important positions. And I think when you sign a goalie like this, I mean, the pressure's got to be on. This guy's got to produce, right? It's like the quarterback in the NFL. It's got to be the guy. It's got to be that guy that takes you to the next level.
Well, maybe. Or you know, different quarterbacks can win. I mean, sometimes you need Mahomes, and sometimes you just need Sam Darnold, right? Like, that's the same thing with goalies in the NHL. I mean, you know, sometimes you need Andre Vasilevsky to be the reason you win a cup if you're Tampa. And in other cases, you can get by with Brandon Bussey if you're the Carolina Hurricanes, you know? Like, so, you know, as we talk about a guy like Hellebuck, for example, I mean, look, he's going to be able to paper over a lot of problems for a lot of teams. But then ultimately, you know, it's a case where there's different ways to win in this league depending on what you have in front of the goalie. And I think the Panthers' math obviously is our team is so loaded and even getting better now that they've got Brady Tkachuk down there that they don't need to necessarily, you know, have a top three goaltender in this league behind that team.
So we love Ryan O'Reilly here in Nashville. I mean, I'm sure everybody's got a price tag, right? Somebody comes to McFarland tomorrow and says, hey, we want this and this with Ryan O'Reilly. We'd love to see him stay in Nashville, but if I'm a team that's on the brink of doing something special, I wouldn't mind having him part of my club there, Greg.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing about Nashville right now. I mean, there's been so much discussion about the kinds of players that are going to be available via trade, and it just seems like at the trade deadline, everybody's focus was on what could be leaving Nashville, and I feel like there hasn't necessarily been all that much focus. That maybe that's the change in general manager to McFarland, and we don't really know where his head's at on some of these guys that have been there and signed deals under Barry Trotz. But, I mean, O'Reilly, Marchessault, these are some of the players that you'd figure – could potentially move in the next couple of weeks, especially because, as I mentioned before, the solutions aren't necessarily going to come from the trade market. I mean, let's get a center position. My God, like, it is a barren landscape. Might be right. Jack Roslovic, and that's it. But we'll see where it all goes.
Greg Wyshynski is with us from ESPN, senior writer for the NHL. I actually think O'Reilly could get an extension. I just have a hunch that might end up being what they do with Ryan O'Reilly. Where does Dylan Larkin go?
Good question. I mean, the thing about Larkin right now is that there's going to have to be probably a little bit of playing ball on his part to expand his trade list. The Red Wings have asked him and his agent, Pat Brisson, to do that. And we'll see how many other options he can come up with. you know, Minnesota is obviously extremely hot for him. You know, the Bill Guerin is the GM of the Minnesota Wild. He was the GM of Team USA. Larkin played, I think, his best hockey I've ever seen him play for the national team, both in Four Nations and at the Olympics. But a team that I think is sort of a one that could be in the mix here is Dallas. You know, depending on what happens with Jason Robertson, they're certainly a place that is, without question, one of the better contenders in the West. If Larkin wants to go there, I think they would be interested in retaining his services. But, you know, don't sleep on Vegas. They're always in the mix for guys like this, and they've got Jack Eichel there. A 1-2 punch of Eichel and Larkin would be really palpable. But I put this out on Twitter the other day, and I'll repeat it here. Like, Zach Werenski is going to not re-sign in Columbus, and obviously that means they have to move him at some point. His best friend is Dylan Larkin. Like, what if Detroit antes up, gets Werenski, and now all of a sudden Larkin's happy, and now all of a sudden you've got yourself your number one center and a Norris Trophy winning defenseman on the roster? Like, that could really change things for Detroit. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying that maybe the Red Wings are a place that Werenski would at least entertain with some history in mind.
With the Predators specifically, I think if they're going to do anything, it could be signing a right shot defenseman from free agency. Is there a guy out there that stands out to you that might be a fit?
Not that I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that would be a fit. Like, again, the defensive market right now is a barren landscape. Like I said, most of it. I mean, you know, you might have more luck at the trade deadline than anywhere else. But you know, I like I said before, there are going to be options. You know, I think better to look at the trade market than the free agent market. But we'll see where it all goes tomorrow.
Greg, I want to ask you this as far as I worked in television for a long time, and there's all these fake accounts, right, on social media, and tomorrow's a big day for NHL. It's a big day for you as well because you cover the sport. It's free agency. How do you verify when you hear something goes on and you're on – do you have double, triple sources? Because people love on July 1st to throw out fake trades and fake everything. How do you go about verifying everything?
Well, first of all, you always click on the person's name and then see how many followers they have, which is the simplest test you can apply to news that's flying by you. And that goes for Twitter, that goes for Instagram, that goes for anywhere. Like, you know, there's going to be somebody who's trying to pretend to be, you know, Elliot Friedman, but the L's in his name are ones, you know, like obviously we know that. We know that's going to happen. So you always click on the name to make sure. And then secondly, obviously, you know, whether I'm working at Puck Daddy or I'm working at ESPN, my next move is to always reach out to my sources if I see someone else is reporting and just double check it. You know, you don't ever want to just rely on reports that are out there. You want to just verify it for yourself. A lot of times, you know, there are people that don't have the full trade. You know, it could be a pick or a player that's missing from the initial report, and you've always got to kind of find it yourself. And then obviously throughout the day, I'm checking my own sources to see, to figure out where some of these guys might end up going and what they're looking at and what the salaries might end up being. So it's a little trickier this year, to be honest, because normally on a day like this, my focus is on calling a bunch of agents and really getting my ducks in a row for who's going to sign where tomorrow. But, you know, with all this trade noise floating around, it's a lot more conversations with people around the league that have an idea of what the transactions might end up being versus just the signings.
Yeah, the reason I ask, because Chase and I talked about it earlier in the show, it was 10 years ago yesterday, the P.K. Subban Shea Weber trade came out. And when I got word of that, I'm like, oh, that's – and I immediately went to Twitter, and I was like, oh, this is fake. It's, you know, it's not going to happen. But it happened, and I always go back to that. Like, you just never know when that – something, a big trade like that comes through your timeline. And that was one of those moments like, wait, is this real or not real? And it took a little while to figure out that it was real.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that day quite fondly because I was doing a podcast with my former co-host Dave Lozo when the Devils – Taylor Hall for Adam Larson trade came down, and I remember taking off my headset and running around the studio doing victory laps because as a Devils fan, I was so excited that they pulled off that trade. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you're going to see a bunch of stuff that's going to be shocking at first, and then you have to kind of figure out what's real and what's not. But again, like it's like April Fool's Day, right? Like you've got to be on your toes and know that people are going to just try to put out false information. I'll tell you one thing, boys, like over the course of the year, there are fake accounts that follow me to set up what will happen tomorrow. And then the minute I see a fake, it's for real. Like the minute I see a fake Pierre LeBrun or somebody following me, I block them immediately because I don't want it to be a situation where all of a sudden I see something come across my timeline and I glance at it and I get got. So that's what you got to do. You got to be vigilant.
By the way, as of, I guess, midnight tonight, Shea Weber will become a free agent and I guess can officially retire.
Fantastic. Good for Shea.
Yeah, I know. What is he going to – what can he do from here? Time will tell. Greg, appreciate it as always. I know we're probably going to take a little break now that the off season is here, but always enjoy talking to you every week, and we will certainly do it again soon.
Hey, it's the best, boys, and hey, before you know it, New York Jets minicamp starts, so let's go.
Can't wait. Week one, Jets Titans, going to be three people watching, and it's us three right here. That is for sure. See you, Greg.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.